This is Congressman Bob Dole with my weekly radio report from Washington. First of all, I wish to thank this station for carrying my program as a public service broadcast. And secondly, as in the past, I certainly invite your comments, suggestions, and criticisms with reference to any statements made or with reference to program content generally. And if you have some particular problem you would like me to touch upon in some subsequent broadcast, I certainly trust you will call this to my attention. Just a few days ago, in fact, about 10 days ago now, Senator Harry Byrd, an outstanding Democrat from the state of Virginia, made some comments about the new frontier. He repeated the famous statement made on January 20, 1961, when President Kennedy was inaugurated, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." And of course, these were the challenging words of the president at the close of his inaugural address on January 20, 2 years and 7 months ago. Who has done what for whom in these past 31 months? Take a look at the record and draw your own conclusions. You will find virtually no area of domestic civilian activity by the federal government has been overlooked in presidential messages, proposals for increased spending. Some of these proposals might be desirable, and I've pointed this out before, that many proposals, of course, are desirable. But we must be ready, willing, and able to pay for them. The record shows that we are not, and the administration admits it. In the fiscal year ended on June 30, before those famous words were uttered by the president, there had been a federal surplus of $1.2 billion. There has been a federal deficit in each fiscal year since January 20, 1961, and in the past 2 years, it has totaled $6.5 billion a year. This year, it will be that high again or higher, depending on the outcome of tax cut proposals. In the fiscal year ended June 30, before these famous words were said, the federal debt totaled $286.1 billion. Now it totals upward of $305 billion, an increase of nearly $19 billion in the federal debt. In these 3 years, interest on the debt has been increased by $1 billion a year, or 9.2%. In other words, of the total debt, 9.2% is interest. What has happened in the area of jobs? And these are things that Senator Byrd, I might add, pointed out in his annual picnic about 10 days ago. The federal government in the past 2.5 years has added some 166,000 civilian employees and increased the civilian payroll by $1.7 billion a year. The civilian payroll is now running at an annual rate of $15.5 billion or more, and there are more than 2.5 million civilians on the federal payroll. A great bulk of the increase, both in the number of civilian employees and in payroll costs, has not, and get this, and I'll make this point very clear, has not been in the military departments. It has been in the civilian agencies. These figures continue to go up, and they do not include, of course, those employed as uniform personnel in the armed forces. The senator pointed out that when he came to the Senate some 30 years ago, there were only two major so-called federal state aid programs for land-grant colleges and roads. He also pointed out there was no federal subsidy of individuals, localities, states, businesses, agriculture, and so forth. He also then went on to add that there are now 110 programs. In other words, in his 30 years in the Senate, they've increased from 2 to 110. There are this many new programs which have been added through which the federal government is spending $10.5 billion a year in grants and other domestic aid with federal strings or control attached. And he stated, and I quote the words of Senator Byrd, "Think over the federal control in your life and the lives of your children and your friends. You're almost certain to conclude on the basis of your own experience that the federal government is seeking to be all-powerful and that we, our localities, and our states are becoming mere puppets." He talked about the executive crackdown on the steel industry last year when the central government made unprecedented use of the FBI, the federal grand jury, and threats to withdraw and withhold federal contracts from companies which dared not to conform to administration price control. He also pointed out the reference to defense contracts and tax cuts. And in essence, he closed his remarks by pointing out that the government has and is becoming more and more powerful, He certainly feels the time has long since passed, and we must take a cold, hard look. Either we have a problem or we do not have a problem. And I think this is the way we must react when we vote on the issues coming before Congress. And I certainly trust this is a view shared by most listeners. If we want economy, we must talk about economy in Kansas and in the First District, not economy in Wisconsin or California. And I say this in all sincerity, and again, request your comments and your criticisms. Write to me, Congressman Bob Dole, House Office Building, Washington 25, D.C.